People might need to change their daily routines to avoid air pollution in a warmer world. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The recipe for smog includes warm air, lots of sunlight, and emissions from burning fossil fuel. We might see more smog as the Earth grows warmer, and we might need to change some of our routines to protect our health. Jonathan Patz is an environmental health physician at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. He helped write a report last year on the issue of smog, climate change, and human health. Patz says we should try to clean up the air by cutting emissions of gas vapors and exhaust, but he says that might not be enough from the standpoint of public health. Patz says that as the atmosphere grows warmer, we're likely to see more problems with ground-level ozone. He points to proposals in one city to deal with it. They involve changing schedules for school sports to avoid overexposing students to smog.
For example, I know that in Atlanta, Georgia, where they have a major ozone issue, they're already talking about shifting team sports to practice in the morning instead of in the afternoon, because the highest ozone concentrations are in the afternoon after, you know, it's been hot and these pollutants have been baking during the day. The highest ozone levels are between about 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., and that's right when football and baseball and soccer practices occur. So already there's an adaptation there where maybe we'll have team sports in the morning.
Pat says the irritation caused by smog might be described as sunburn on the lungs. He says smog can be particularly risky for children. Pat says kids often spend a lot of time being active outdoors, and that means they're more likely to inhale air pollutants and to get them deeper into their lungs. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.